This is No Pink Spandex, episode 3, for September 24th, 2005.
1, 2, 3, edit!
Welcome all. Before I give the originally scheduled episode 3, which was originally recorded September 2nd, just would like to give some breaking news. There, of course, everyone, if you haven't watched the news, everyone knows about Hurricane Rita hitting the coast of Texas and the western part of Louisiana early this morning, late Friday evening. So as you will hear in this podcast, JDF, Jason David Frank, has recently moved to Texas in the Houston area. Our regards are here with him and his family as they're dealing with the situation with the hurricane. So hopefully all is well with them and with the rest of the residents in the Texas area on that coastal line. If you would like to donate, you can check out the Red Cross. That is redcross.org. You can donate your funds to help out the hurricane victims for Katrina and recently for Rita. It's a trying time right now as hurricane season is upon us, but I do pray that everyone is well and everyone is safe and sound. Could be a lot worse if, you know, if you lose a house, you lose your material possessions, but as long as people are safe and sound, that is the most important thing. So, with that said, I will now continue on to episode 3. Stay safe. Take care.
This episode, Robot Palooza, has to be like the worst name ever for an episode, but yeah.
You know what it also reminds me of?
What?
The dream episode in DT.
Oh, yeah, only like worse.
Yeah. Well, dude, it was the episode where they compacted all of the monsters they couldn't fit into the series normally and put them in one.
Yeah, that's
just... It was like DT's Christmas one, only worse.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, no, seriously, because, I mean, okay, maybe there's a little bias coming in here or whatever, but, I mean, what was the story about this? I mean, besides Bridge's dreams getting invaded or trespassed or whatever he said, it was really like, ooh, let's see, make a robot, Rangers come, destroy it, it goes. And then someone said, wash, rinse, repeat. I forgot who said that on the boards. It was hilarious, though. But it was like, what, 6 of them? Oh, my gosh. It was so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, it was basically like the episode where, you know, how they were trying to tire all the Rangers out, and then it ended up Kim, like, fainting from exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were trying to get that vibe, too, but,
it wasn't working. And again, oh, my gosh, the beginning of the episode. Okay, right. So, like Bridges, dreaming or whatever, and he comes in and he sees, Jack and Z, and then, you know how Bridge has his Bridge-isms, or whatever, and then Jack is all, like, acting like, you know, he's, like, uber annoyed. I mean, weren't they just best buddies an episode ago?
I know, that is my biggest gripe about SPD, is that they don't stick to the people's personalities and characters, you know, they don't develop. It's what's convenient for the Sentai footage.
Yeah, and
it's
what's
sad.
What's convenient in for that particular episode. If each episode was like a standalone series, okay, great! But it's not. You know, you have to build up this crap. I mean, it makes no sense. And it's just like, wow. I mean, crap. SPD started out so fabulously. I was saying, is this going to be better than Dino Thunder? Like, oh my gosh, yeah. It could actually be better than Dino Thunder. And then I'll have to eat crow. But no, it's like not. It's like slowly declining from I forgot which episode. I mean, I guess after after Shadow. Yeah, after that one, because that episode was cool. But after those, it just declined, declined, declined.
Yeah, it did.
And then Reflection brought it up again a little bit, you know, because good acting. And then, like, back to crap. I don't understand.
Yeah. SWAT to do. I mean, they were in SWAT, they were fighting. And they were getting along in the episode before. What the hell?
I know! Oh my gosh! You should show this crap, like, I don't mind people not getting along, but don't, like, show me one minute they're all best buddies, and then the next minute they're, like, fighting to the death. It makes no sense. It's very inconsistent, you know? Like, I can understand when people, you know, get annoyed with each other, but, like, not to the point where it's, like, y'all just met and y'all still don't understand each other.
Right, right. I mean, sorority girls, you know how it takes them a semester to know each other. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. With these guys, it's like they're fighting every time, and they, like, they don't learn.
Exactly. You know, oh my gosh, they don't learn nothing. How, I don't understand. I mean, okay, wow. What's the next episode? What is it? Is it Catastrophe Pact? Which one is it?
It should be Catastrophe. I'm hoping that's a good episode because I do like Kat.
I love Kat.
I know.
I mean, she and Bridge, and oh, remember how in, like, the first episode, like, Bridge was all, like, stuttering crap, like, he liked Kat?
Yeah.
Like, whatever happened to that? As, like, as soon as that first episode is, like, okay, never mind. Let's just drop that altogether.
Well, I found one thing that the producers don't like to have certain, you know, relationships going. They don't. I mean, take a look at Trent and Kyrus.
Yeah, I know. I mean at least they went a little bit further. At least it wasn't just, like, one episode it was, like, mentioned and that's it. You know, they showed their little love, like, Trent and Kira. And then, you know, and that went over for, like, a period of time. But it was just, like, Bridge only showed his one little, you know, moment in that first episode, and then that was it.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Hello? Yeah. They're like two brainiacs. Hello?
You know what'd be scary?
What?
Sky and Sid together.
Twitching. Convulsions. Oh my gosh. That's like so ew. So not.
Shock factor, shock factor.
Oh my gosh. So not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that they, I've heard bits and pieces of the Sentai, what happens, you know, from Ranger Board. And in Deca Ranger, Swan becomes a ranger, you know, maybe for, I think it's for one ep. If I, you know, you guys can shoot me, I don't care. But, yeah, but I really hope that Kat becomes a ranger because she deserves it.
Yeah, but then who's going to be, like, behind the panel to, like, you know, save the Rangers behinds? It's like...
either Boom or Doggy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, like, another thing. Is like, we have, like, too many Rangers that just, like, do nothing. Well, okay, not too many. Kruger, who, you know, doesn't really fight with the Rangers and crap. Which is fine, I guess. Just, like, don't toy with me the shadowness and then never use it.
I know. Everybody says, okay, Doggy's better than Tommy. Doggy's better than Tommy. You know, I'm going, okay, Tommy actually fights.
Yeah. He actually helps them out in battle instead of standing over there barking every 2 seconds. Like, what's wrong? You know what's wrong. Although, why don't you help them, crackhead?
Oh, although, speaking of Robot Palooza and Doggy, you know, shouting out the scene where it's Bridge falling asleep on the panel.
Yeah.
Just that interaction. I love that. That was so funny.
Hilarious. He's like, Bridge.
Five more minutes, guys.
Hilarious. And he's like, okay, Bridge. He's like, Cadet Carson!
And Bridge is like, ah!
Oh my God.
That part. That part was so funny.
That was sick, yo.
Yeah, his interaction, you know, just his reaction to the whole situation, the way Matt played it. Yeah, it was perfect.
Dude, no, seriously, I like bow down to Matt. It's like, Matt is awesome. Matt is the best. Matt is the king of SPD. Seriously. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, what else about that episode? I don't know. I mean, and the thing about it is, I'm not really a big fan of Zords in particular. Like, I like them, I just don't like them that much to see them for the whole episode. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know how, in the DT episode, how, you know, it was showing every monster getting defeated. All you saw was Zord, Zord, Zord.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'm like you. Zords are okay with me, but seeing too much of them just ugh.
Yeah, it's just
too much. Twice is enough.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Twice is enough. No, how many times was it? Four?
Well,
I don't know.
No, in Your Dreams, that's the episode. It was three of them because it was it was four because it was each dream, eh? So, yeah, it was four of them, you know. But I guess I didn't mind the Tommy Zone because, you know. I don't know why.
Of course you wouldn't.
Random. But wasn't he the first dream, though?
Yes, he was.
Right. So maybe that's why I didn't mind it, because after that one, I was like, okay, we're done. The end. Whatever. But, no, actually,
well,
I was more upset because he's wearing long sleeves to bed. I was like, oh.
No.
Darn
yeah.
you. But he had a nice little bed.
The one thing I find about Tommy's dreaming in that one episode is that he punches in his sleep.
I know! He's just like an old man!
I'm like, yes!
It's so hilarious.
Okay, back to Robot Palooza.
Oh, yeah, Tommy-ish. I know, exactly. You gotta bring it back. Yeah, what else about Robot Palooza?
Mora.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I love Morgana. I love her.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And then she's acting like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Well,
Wendy
she wants
Sunshine.
To be Mora again, you know?
Which makes no sense. Hopefully this will be explained at the end or somewhere towards the end of the season. But why does she want to be a little kid when she owns as an adult? I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, some of us don't think as children, you know what I mean. But, yeah. But, yeah, I don't understand it either. I mean, Morgana owns more than Mora.
Hello? And then, like, and her morph form, it was really cool. And then she was really cool. And now she wants to be this annoying little kid.
Getting it on with Z.
Dude, let's not even go there. But it's so true. Oh, my gosh.
Caption thread.
Dude. But, yeah, I'm like, oh, what a way to ruin a great character. Make her into a little kid. See, that's why little kids should never be on Power Rangers. Ever. In life.
Well, if they get the scripting right, then, yeah, they're good, you know, as side characters. But as main characters, no.
Maybe I can't even stand side ones. I mean, I'm coming back to In Space, where Carlos and what's that girl, Sylvie? Oh my freaking gosh! So annoying was she. I mean, maybe that's her character and that's how annoying they're supposed to be. But I'm like, why do that torture?
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
did you ever see that episode?
Plus, we'll remember too the. That episode was based on her and Carlos, and, well, Carlos doesn't exist, so, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, Carlos doesn't exist.
Well, according to you, but, yeah.
But, I don't know, I don't like, I mean, the best kid that has been on Power Rangers, period, was Sam, and that's, like, sad.
Yeah.
I mean, dang.
Sam, you know, as a little kid, was really good. I mean, they had something going there. I mean, some of the Ranger Board members might not agree with us, but I think he was better than Justin was, Sylvie, God, who else? There was a few of them. But, yeah, I think he was the best because he had some personality to him.
Yeah, and
you know
he
what I'm
can
saying?
Actually act like a hopeless lost child looking for a friend. He actually, you know, pulled that off. And then
yeah.
they had to, like, you know, bastardize him with that horrible voice, but whatever.
Yeah, he's better better than Kite and Wellsport.
Oh, my gosh! Like, seriously, PR kids, they just, it doesn't work.
They
it
don't work.
It just forget it. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wait.
Adult Sam doesn't work either, but I won't go there.
Yeah, but see, Kid Sam worked. See, the reverse.
Yes, he did.
See, yeah. But yeah, I'm like, okay, what else do we, I mean, do we, like, anything about Robopalooza? I mean, I don't want to bash it completely.
Bridge.
Not the scene!
Yeah, bridge.
Oh, and the scene, yeah, the scene with him and Kruger. That was cute.
That was cute. That was one of the better, you know, parts of it.
Yeah, and that was basically it. And, yeah, that was without Zords and crap and what have you and, you know... And
yeah,
of course,
so.
Alluding to any kind of bridge sky thing. But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the best part of the episode. And hopefully, Catastrophe is going to, like, save SPD.
Hopefully.
Oh my gosh. Save it from the depths of despair and agony that I go through.
We know the team up's not going to work.
Maybe I guess Impact is the team up or whatever, the first part. Maybe that'll have some Dino Thunderness, and maybe it would have some, you know, in-character dialogue, maybe?
Yeah, but I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? All we know is you know, who won't be there, but,
yeah.
Can
you
yeah.
please don't remind me, please? Oh, okay, I know, like, we're going, like, so off-topic or whatever,
Go ahead.
But whatever, I think we're done with Robopalooza. Oh my gosh.
Moved
to Texas.
Okay, wait, before you do it. Robopalooza.
I give it nothing. I can't give, no, that's not true. I give it a knuckle because.
You give it a knuckle?
Because Bridge saved it. Bridge saved it, so I give it a knuckle.
No, I didn't like it that much. I mean, I tried to watch it again just to make sure I had everything. I couldn't make it through a second time. I give it a thumbs down.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well.
Bridge was good. But,
yeah, but everything
you know,
else,
I can't
yeah.
base it just on Bridge. I'm sorry.
Right, I know. I'm trying to like SPD. I really am.
Me too.
I'm actually watching the whole season, like a non-Tommy season. I mean, that hasn't been for a while. So I'm really trying.
Oh, my God.
I know, gasp squared. But yeah, you know, so I'm really trying my hardest. But, you know, what can you do? Hope for
yeah.
catastrophe.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay, so.
When is that airing?
I don't know.
Is this the end
Isn't
of
it,
September?
This is the end of September. No, wait, no, not the end of September. Is it?
It's the 1st of September.
This is the 1st of September.
It's the 1st of September today.
So when is it? Guess let me look
I don't
up,
know.
Let me look up the listings. Listings.
Yeah, because the listings for Toon Disney and ABC Family got kind of screwed up, but yeah.
Okay, today's the 1st, and...
Excuse me.
And, yeah, they're not showing it next week.
Nope. I knew that.
And they're not showing it the following week. Okay, yeah. Impact is the next episode.
You're kidding.
No. September
Impact.
19th.
Impact the team up.
Yeah. Impact, September
no!
19th. Why?
No! Nasty team up! No!
No, this might be better. It might be better. Just hope. It might be
I'm
better.
I'm hoping, but I have my doubts.
Yeah, okay, so, like, on Toon Disney, September 19th at 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then on ABC Family, September 24th at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And September 22nd is my birthday! 21! Woo! Okay.
Yay, they'll be legal.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, it's the 19th. Dang, woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh, BKB.
The first part of the team up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, joy or rapture. Yeah. dude.
Okay, what were you going to say before?
Okay, so he moved to Texas! Damn! He moved to Texas. I don't know how to say the name. Let me bring up Wikipedia that I edited all myself. First time editing that crap. Something with an A. I don't know how to say these darn names.
Well, I know one of them, but I refuse to say it because one, it's my last name, and two, our president lives in it.
Atascocita. Atascocita, Texas. That's where he lives.
Okay, Gesundheit.
He lives there. I mean, well, because, you know, the wife is from there. I mean, from Texas, so. And then he opened up two new dojo over there, so I guess he has to be near the way the business is.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, great for my friend. She lives in, she lives close to Texas. She lives in Louisiana. But, she's happy for her, you know, closer. She's closer to him, but, yeah, darn, why? I have no reason
to
go to Texas.
The person who was closer to him before.
Yeah, I know. Damn! Exactly. That sucks. Technically, wouldn't it be the same distance?
What?
Wouldn't it be? I mean, you were, 6 hours away from L.A.?
Around, well, 5-6 hours, I guess.
Right. So, wouldn't it be the same to Texas?
No.
Because isn't California, New Mexico? Wait. Oh, there's an Arizona, isn't it?
Lisa, my dad and I had to take a trip to Salt Lake City from Reno, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
We had to drive there overnight to try to pick up my mother.
Ooh.
And that's about double the amount it takes to go from San Francisco to Reno. So that's like 200 miles right there. That's 4 hours.
Ooh. I would guess it's like 6-7 hours to the his part of Texas. Oh no, wait, he's closer to the east side of Texas, and Texas is a really big state. Yeah.
Hurricane.
No. Oh. He's east and north, not east and south. Yeah. So it's Houston, really. It's really Houston area, but But darn! Yeah. I already had a map towards California. I knew that. Now I have to move again. Ugh, crap! Darn! Whatever. Why is it?
Well, if I fly into Texas sometime, I'll just pretend to get lost and go try to see him. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so not fair. But yeah, he moved. He really moved. This sucks.
Well, you can't blame him. Yeah, I mean, he's a person.
Yeah, I know. Darn him and his people. But I mean, you know, I mean, what the heck is in Texas? I mean, is he going to be doing his acting thing anymore? I mean, at least he was in California, you know.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, your contacts would know.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. I mean, since he moved already, then my contact is null and void because my contact is in California, which is another thing why I'm upset. All the contacts that I knew and I knew of through other people are all in California.
Okay. That's sad.
So I'm going to have to restart. Ah, man, whatever. Spasms. But yeah, this, oh man. Well, whatever. What? Laughing at my expense.
You said, oh man.
I still didn't notice. Darn.
That's why I was trying not to laugh.
But yeah, I'm like, ugh, it sucks, but whatever. Oh, whatever. I mean, you know, new beginnings. And, that means to be more at the dojo, right? That means because like it's you know they're just starting, they're opening up. That means he has to be there more. That means that yeah. phone call.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Lisa?
Yo.
Sorry, that was my aunt. She doesn't know how to use iMovie and iDVD very well.
Okay. No, I'm
the expert on that in the family, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had to use iDVD at the camp I was at, you know, because the kids were doing some video production, and I made DVDs for them and crap. So I had troubles with iDVD as well. I was like, oh, crap, what the, but then I figured it out, so.
Well, you know, okay, you know how when you first start the program, you try to work out all the bugs and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, my big, huge, or my first real attempt at iDVD, an iMovie, was for a school play. My father had shot it,
uh-huh.
and basically I was the editor. I was the one that put it all together and everything.
Yeah.
Boy, was that a chore.
Yeah, dude.
Well, dude, I love my father dearly. I really do. But mm-hmm. Sometimes he's not patient, and basically he thought I knew the program very well, and so it was like, you had to have this done yesterday. And I'm like,
are you serious?
And I would go, I'd be like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and then editing is like not like, you know, you do it 1, 2, 3, and then it's done.
Oh, I know. Okay. For anybody who has any of those programs out there, or is getting them, remember, it's hard to edit. Even if it's audio or video, it's hard to edit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you should know.
Yeah, dude. No, I mean, I literally had to do that at camp. I shot 5 drama performances in total over 2 weeks. And then the one of the directors, she wanted them like the following week, and I'm like, yeah, don't you want these edited nicely and whatever? Cause they're pretty raw. She was like, oh, give me whatever, and I'm like, yeah, dude, she's not gonna like, you know, this raw crap. I'm like, you know, I need some time, so I've hurriedly like edited like the simple, you know, edited all the like the scene changes and crap and whatever, and yeah. It was whatever, but you know, she got her crap and I got paid. So good
time.
That's good. But yeah. Oh boy, yeah, gotta love people who don't know the time it takes for editing.
Well, that is the biggest thing about artists too. Is I mean, even when I was little, I thought, you know, you see the Disney drawings and you're like, oh, they probably did those in 2 minutes. No, it takes them hell of a long time.
Like 5 years.
To get all of that. It's, I mean, for anybody who thinks we can pull this stuff out of our ass, excuse me, but, I mean, we do, but it takes time.
Yeah, I know. It takes quite a while, eh? But, you know. Gotta love them. You know, your parents, too, you know, so gotta love them anyway. Gotta love them.
Yeah. I do, but they drive you nuts.
Oh, good time. So, yeah. What am I gonna do? You know, but, no, I mean, no, honestly, I mean, there was, like, a group I was in, and, most of the girls, and they were still in high school. You know, and, you know, some of them, like, you know, 2, 3 years younger and what have you, but they were, like, so immature. It was so nerve-wracking. And it's, like, even certain, like, you know, 17, 16-year-olds that I meet, whenever, they weren't as immature as they were. You know, so, like, usually I bond with older folks, especially when I'm going to school. And, you know, most of my friends are, like, you know, 24, 23, you know, 25. All this other stuff like that. So I usually, you know, connect with them more because it's like I can't take the immature crap and like the random, like, oh my gosh, you know, my cell phone, and you know, my cell phone is like blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shut up, seriously, I can't take it.
Do you sometimes have it hard, you know, when you try to converse with people your age, too?
At times, I mean, because it depends on, you know, where they are. Like,
Maturity-wise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like most of my friends who are my age, we're, like, fine. I mean, it's just fine, and, you know, we can be goofy sometimes, we can be serious when we have to be, you know, have intelligent conversations, stuff like that. Some people, and one in particular, who's just a year younger than me, just a year, but he acts like a doofus. He really is just, like, I want to stab him sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, yes, his personality, he's annoying. You know, and, like, certain other people, but, you know, I mean, it depends. It really depends, you know. I mean, sometimes I feel so antisocial because, like when I'm in my classes, like my new classes or whatever, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm like, look, let me just go there, learn, and leave, be on my way, you know? But, I mean, I have to, like, learn how to, like, talk to people more or whatever, you know, like, in real life.
I do, too. I mean, I am the type that's kind of paranoid that I'm being annoying, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... You know, I tell him in class, I go, guys, if I'm annoying, just tell me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know, I'm that paranoid.
Oh, but I mean, yeah, I'm just like, you know, I like, you know how, like, people, like, you know, like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm fine, and I go about my business. I don't usually ask them how they are, because, like, sometimes I mean, not to be rude or anything, but, like, I don't care. Or, you know, I don't know where else the conversation can lead to, and I don't know how to lead it to another conversation or something.
Right.
I don't know.
No,
so,
I
like,
understand.
I'm like, yeah, whatever, how are you, okay, fine, whatever, you know. I mean, like, there's certain people, like, this one guy, I was in the bookstore, and I had to get a textbook. And so, like, the guy who was in my class, he was also asking about that textbook for one of the people who worked there. And then, so, like, the guy was like, oh, well, do you have da-da-da-da book? And then the guy who was working there, he was like, oh, no, we run out or whatever. And I was asking the guy who worked there, oh, well, do you have anything, you know, in stock? Anything in the back shelf or whatever? And he's like, no, we don't have any. And then, so, like, the guy who's in my class, he's like, oh, wait, we're in the same class, right? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, wait, we're in another class together. I'm like, oh, really? Even notice, like, I'm just, like, so oblivious to everything. And then, like, this other girl too, like, she recognized me from a previous class, like, last year or last semester. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, I don't even know. I don't even recognize, you know, people.
Yeah, but you ever hate it when you know the face but you forget the name?
Oh, I forget names constantly, and I know people's faces constantly. It's so, I feel so bad. Even, like, there was this one girl, I mean, we went to the same, I mean, I think she was she's a year younger than me, or 2 years, I forget. But we went to the same elementary school, junior high school, and college. I don't know this girl's name. I don't know this girl's name at all. And she recognizes me, because, like, yeah, whatever, you know, older people, you know, upper classmen, you know, you recognize them and what have you, know their name. And so she's like, oh, hi, Lisa, how you doing?
Look in the yearbook, Lisa, look in the yearbook.
I would have to get someone's yearbook, like, from the previous years, because she wasn't even in my class. She was, like, either a year younger than me or 2 years, and I don't even remember.
Man.
It's really sad. That's bad, isn't it? So,
that
yeah.
is bad.
Yeah, that's. I'm like, hi! How you doing? I don't remember your name, but I would never tell her that because I feel so bad, you know? And even, like, people who I work with, too, like, for the longest time, like, I was talking to this one girl I was working with, and I didn't know her name, and I really felt bad because I was working there. I've been working there 2 years now, and I started talking to her, like, a year ago. And I didn't know her name for, like, the longest time. And then I was, like, hoping, like, please someone say her name. And then, like, one of my employers were like, oh, Myra, da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, yes, I know her name now. Hey, Myra, how you doing? I was so happy because, like,
yeah,
a year without knowing someone's name. That's so sad.
Yeah. Well, as some people know, I've started working at Starbucks.
Starbucks. Evil. No, go ahead.
Why is it evil? There's, Jer says it's evil.
Because there's just too many in New York. I mean, that's me personally, but, you know. Go
I
ahead.
I think it's just people in New York. I know, he says he can't stand the smell of coffee, but, yeah, anyway. No, I do. I like it. But, anyway, Yeah, I'm trying to learn everybody's names right now, and I've only been at my store for a week because, fortunately, my manager was trying to hire, like, 5 people for his store because it's relatively new. But unfortunately, he can't, you know, train all 5 of us at once.
Yeah.
So we had to go to different stores.
Okay.
So, you know, you learn everybody at the other store, and then now, you know, this is my first week really, you know, at this store.
Okay.
And I'm going, you know, and I'm trying to learn everybody's names. I mean, now I've learned that there's 2 Hollies. I'm like, I thought one was Holly and the other one was Molly. No, it's 2 Hollies. One's with an IE, one's with a Y.
Okay.
Thank God.
So
and then
confusing.
One's leaving. One's leaving, too. So, you know, I she's a nice person and all, but thank God, so I can keep them straight.
I know, yeah. Let's keep the Holly quota down to 1.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of names, you know how, like, with every classes, you know, there's more than 1 name and everything that gets kind of confusing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff like that. I mean, Sarah, Katie, Lisa,
honestly,
Holly's
I was, like,
sometimes.
The only Lisa long time. Until, like, I finally
really?
Met this other Lisa, like, who was, like, she was a senior when I was a junior. And, yeah, she was also a vocal major. So, like, she was, like, the only Lisa in the whole school that I knew of. But there was, like, 1,000,001 Catherines. There was 1,000,001 Jennifers. Oh, my gosh. Even one of my friends, her name literally.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer is another notorious name that's been used a lot.
Yeah,
Courtney,
dude.
Too.
Yeah, well, I only knew 1 Courtney. But, yeah.
I knew 1 Courtney. 2 of them, actually, but one was a bitch. Excuse me.
Dude. Like, dude, like, dude. Seriously, when you notice too many Jennifers when one of them is named Jennifer Lopez? That is my friend's name, Jennifer Lopez. And I was like, dang. At first, I was like, are you serious? She was like, yeah, you know, I get that a lot, you know.
So do you call her J-Lo?
No, oh my gosh, so not. I mean, because, like, I hated Jennifer Lopez, so I was like, no, you're the real Jennifer Lopez. You're the only one that exists in my life. So she was like, exactly. But yeah. I mean, people hear that, they're like, what? Jennifer Lopez, what? And then they're like, yeah, she's like, oh, yes, Jennifer Lopez goes to my school. And they're like, what? And but like, no, not the real one, please. But yeah, it was funny.
Okay.
And she's actually like a part of my church denomination, I guess you can call it. You know, so like I would see her at random church functions and stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, cool! I didn't even know until like you know I started talking about the Salvation Army, and she was like, wait, you're Salvation? Wait, you too? You know, so like it was like random, you know? But yeah.
Yeah.
Randomly, you know, Jennifer Lopez in the Salvation Army. But yeah. But yeah, too many Jennifers, too many Catherines, too many...
Catherine.
Yeah,
speaking of, we already have 2 Catherines in PR.
I know!
Catherine Manx and Catherine Hillard.
Why?
I'm
not clear. But I mean, you know, now I have to...
I mean, I like both.
Well,
you know,
like both.
I like both. Okay, I know you don't like Hillard, but yeah.
Yeah, Hillard. Hillard should say. No, you know why I didn't like her? Because
why?
She was too darn perfect. It was so annoying.
Yeah.
And then she had, like, the best accent ever, which was, like, ah.
I liked her accent.
I know.
The accent.
I love Aussie accents. I just do. I just think they're really cool. And then that just contradicted the whole, like, me not liking her, because then I have to like her accent, but I don't like her. It was like, no, conflict of interest. But, yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Well, you gotta remember the Ranger actors weren't that, or Ranger writers weren't that great then, but, yeah.
But, yeah, I know, but I don't like her. And she was so perfect. And she was, I mean, okay, fine. I mean, if I had to, like, if you, like, put a gun to my head to choose either Kat or Kim, I would, like, be like, Aisha. I don't know what to change. No, I mean, seriously, I would choose
Kim. Okay.
I can't even say it, because it's just, like, too, because one is uber annoying, and then one is perfectly annoying, you know? Like, she was too perfect.
Would you rather have really annoying or perfect annoying?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. It's so hard. I'm trying to think. Okay. See, I liked Kimberly because she was an athlete, you know? I liked gymnastics, and I was really into that or whatever. So I liked that whole thing. You know, she flipped and crap. Catherine couldn't flip, she was a swimmer or whatever, but she couldn't flip and kick butt. So I guess Kim wins in that aspect.
No!
I don't know, because Kim sucked at fighting, but she could flip, which was really cool.
Because she was the gymnastics person.
I know, but I don't know. And then, Kat had the better hair. Because it was, like, nice and curly in Zio. It was, like, nice and, you know, nicely coiffed. But then, Kim could actually play the guitar, which I really think is cool. But, I don't know. I can't choose. They both suck. I can't do it.
Okay. Between the love interests of Tommy,
Elsa! The one... Elsa!
In terms of who I like better, it would be Kat and Elsa. I mean, Elsa did have stuff going. It's just, when I saw her land on him in that one episode...
Yes, beneath the surface!
Yeah. When I saw that happen, I went unglued. I was like, what?
I know. Oh, my gosh. I love that episode. I watch it, like, all the time. I love it so much because they so liked each other, but then Tommy was denying it and whatever, and Elsa was all after him and crap. I mean, come on. The first episode. Okay, they had the dino, right?
Well, she was denying it, too, but...
But then, hello, House of Cards, dude. House of Cards. Oh, my God.
That was a cool episode.
Another episode that ruled. And she was like, oh, Tommy, we could have had something. And then, you know.
He's like, you wish.
Yeah, yeah. But he's so in denial, but whatever. I mean, he can't like a villain. But come on. Oh, come on. The first episode, you know, he was like, what did he say? Maybe we can get together and you can, show me,
whatever. Hitting on her.
You see? He was! And whatever, and she's all being all cold and crap, whatever, but still, it was so cool, and they belong together, and she could kick butt, and he could kick butt, and she was, like, cool, so better than Kim and Kat and Heather and all them cracky heads all together.
Ha! What about, Haley?
Oh, please, she's not even in question.
I know, yeah. It looks like she has some sort of interest in him, but it I don't know.
I really don't see it.
You're right. I see her friendship in him, but not any love interest.
Exactly. I mean, people are just, like, pulling crap out of the air. Ooh, Haley and Tommy. Like, You know? I mean, really. Ew. But, can we, like, not mention the perma-prego? But whatever. She looks like she's pregnant. She's not.
You know what? I agree with that, actually.
But yeah, I'm like, hello, Tommy and Elsa. I mean, seriously, yeah. And I mean, at first, like, when, you know, Tommy was in Kim, and I was like, ew. And then Tommy was with Heather. I was like, ew.
Oh, each time, okay.
And then
each time I see Tommy kiss Kim, I cringe.
Oh, well, yeah, duh. It was like, ugh.
I'm like, ew, no, you broke his heart.
Yeah, dude, and I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe I'm just jealous because, yo, you know, because I like the guy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then then Elsa came around, and I was like, I wouldn't mind them, you know, shacking it up a little bit. And so I'm like, okay, no, I just don't like Kim and Kat. And then Heather is just, like, a little piece on the side that is, like, null and void now because she's not going to deal with him. But, yeah, hello.
Well, if she knew he was a ranger, she might have,
If we went into her alter ego personality, you know, Caitlyn, yeah. We are troopers, they belong together. But, yeah. Whatever, she was Heather. I didn't like Heather. I like Caitlyn, but I didn't like Heather.
Yeah, I liked, the actress.
Oh, yeah. I even watched General Hospital, you know, just to see her on it.
Yeah.
And
I watched it a few times too. She's good.
And
she's
she was good, and I actually liked it. And then, like, now they got this replacement.
I think she actually got an award.
Yeah, she did.
For
being on.
Yeah. So, props to her. Yay.
I know. I think she got an Emmy.
We could say she's been on PR.
I know. Seriously, that's on her resume. But yeah.
Almost
like,
acted with Jade, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, what is up with, like, JDF and, like, you know, working with actresses who have something to do with, like, either Power Rangers, really? Dude!
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, dang. The only one...
I still haven't seen the undressed one. I'm afraid.
Oh, my gosh! What are you waiting for?
I'm afraid. You know me. I'm very modest.
Didn't I say that you can just watch the ones that don't have warning next to them? You can just watch those. Those are very tame. Those, they just have them talking. That's it.
Yeah, but still.
Are you modest about talking? They're talking. They're not even, they're fully clothed and they're talking.
Okay. If you give me the videos, I'll...
They're on the site, eh? They're on the site.
All right,
ready for download whenever you feel ready. You know, I ain't saying, but then you miss the half-nakedness of Jason.
Come on. Me turning red right now, yes.
You're going to miss it, but that's okay. Baby steps. Whatever.
But, yeah, no, but Elsa, I mean, yeah, I did see some sort of, you know, the attraction in that. And, yeah, I kind of like it, you know?
Yeah, man.
But I still have my personal cat.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Darn.
Maybe it's because she has part of my name in it. I don't know. But, no, but Elsa was a good person, you know, for him.
Yeah, seriously. And she was a woman, not no child.
Yeah, yeah. No, my my favorite funny moment out of those two guys' reaction was to House of Cards when they found out, you know, each other.
Dude, yeah. Dude.
When she kicked him back into the bench.
Yeah.
And he went to kick her, and she flipped him.
I know. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, heck yeah. Yeah, he was like, whoa, what the...
I know, that whole thing just ruled. I was like, oh my gosh! House of Cards rules! It's so cool and whatever! And then oh my gosh, that whole... Oh my gosh, I know, I miss Dino Thunder already. Sniff, sniff!
I know, me too.
You know?
I wanted him evil, though. I wanted him evil so bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think his brain has already been fried by the many, like, brainwashings, turning evil... I mean, I'd be surprised to see how big his brain is now. It must be like the size of a pea. I feel sorry for the dude.
Jared would say he probably thinks about that size, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why Jared's not here. Woohoo!
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, dude. Oh my gosh, so yeah, you're going to dinner with your friends. Where are you guys going to go?
Well, I don't know. That's the problem, is usually, like, every Saturday is my anime club at school.
Uh-huh.
And so, because I'm the president this semester, woohoo! We're going to be getting together, you know, every Saturday to do our club. Well, sometimes I like to stay out with my friends to hang out with them.
Yeah.
But,
you know, and
yeah,
have a life.
So,
it's okay.
Yeah. But, I might actually get out early enough Saturday, because this meeting is actually for the officers only, because we need to figure out what we're showing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're going to do in the semester, you know, because this is going to be my only semester as president, unfortunately. Unless I come back next semester, but I highly doubt it.
Wait a minute. I
graduated already.
Okay. I was like, wait, you're the president of the school that you're in now? Like, random? But,
The president of the club, of the anime club.
Right, okay. So, okay, of course, because you graduated already. Yeah, that would be kind of awkward, you know. But, okay. Okay. So, dude, well, like, have your dinner. I mean, you don't have to rush
home.
Well,
I know. I'm just saying is sometimes I do it. I mean, I think I'm gonna get it. We're going to get out earlier tomorrow or Saturday. I keep thinking it's tomorrow.
I know. No, seriously. Friday, I keep thinking today's Friday when it's not.
I have
school tomorrow and I'm so pissed. But yeah, I'm like, I mean, do what you gotta do, but
I will.
You know, dinner, food, good times, friends, hello. Look, shoot, if I was going out to dinner with some people, I'd like, yo, peace. Have fun without me, nerds. Dude.
Yeah, so that's why. Dude, you want to get back on the subject with Tommy and Love Life, or what?
We could, dude.
That's a fun conversation.
Dude, seriously. I'm like, oh, whatever. See, how come he couldn't shack up with one of those yellow ones? Yellow Rangers.
I don't know.
Hello?
He has a pink pink spandex fetish. You don't know that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So ill. But, I mean, like, hello? Dude. Look, if he and that would be Adam, no. If he and Trini liked Richie. He and Aisha! There he goes! Process elimination.
I don't know.
It would have been interesting. I mean, give her something to do. Oh my gosh. What did I just say?
Well, dude, it would be like...
okay, you didn't catch that. Good
Tommy
times.
And Kim all over again. I mean, Aisha's basically a clone of Kim. Only bubblier.
Only with an attitude. She was Kim with an attitude.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, and then... Oh, but then she'd be screaming Tommy. Ew. Forget that. Forget it, whatever. Should have been with me. That's right. I should be in the show, and then I wouldn't have to scream Tommy. I'd just be like, yo, peace, what up?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's popping?
Yeah, with Kim, she always needed Tommy's help.
All the time. Oh my gosh. Even
all the time.
I'm thinking
Catherine at times needed him.
She always needed his help too. Every time she broke an ankle, Tommy! Broke an ankle like Mad Joe. Tommy! Come on.
Yeah, but she wasn't as bad as Kim.
So was. I mean, okay, look, she was on for a shorter period of time than Kim, so Kim shouted more times than her, but in this, hello, they both screamed Tommy in the movies. Both of them.
Yeah,
both of them!
True.
Oh my gosh! And I was like, okay, maybe this will be like a non-Tommy screaming movie. Oh no. No. Tommy!
You like cringe. But Elsa did it too. I was like, oh no,
we
go.
Yeah, when she turned all non-Elsa like non-cool Elsa. Oh, I was so pissed. Tommy! Oh no, what is up with these
chicks? I was like, no, not the Tommy, yo!
What is up with these chicks? And oh my gosh. And then people are like, well, yeah, if your boyfriend was Tommy, you'd be screaming him too. I'm like, unless I was dying?
Probably in bed, yes, but
You went there.
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like random. Like, I don't understand what is up with these guys, and they're trying to be big shots.
Wait,
in
what?
This fan. Like, just guys in general that trying to be big shots in the fandom. Which personally, I cannot stand that word now because it's like the fandom. Like, it's some big deal. You know?
I know.
Oh my gosh, it's just a bunch of people getting together and talking and chatting up. But these people are trying
Star
to be like, big shots.
Star
yeah.
Trek. And, let's see, what other. Huge...
Star Wars.
God. A few other ones. Those are fandoms. Ranger Born isn't a fandom.
It's a small one, but I guess the connotation, anytime someone mentions the fandom or mentions that word, you know, when they're talking, it's
you
like they're trying to make this big thing, or they're trying to like do something revolutionary so that it makes them look bigger and stuff like that. And I don't understand. It's not that big of a, I don't know, me personally, I do whatever I do just because I want to just have a good time. You know what I mean? And if I can, like, give my service in any way, it's because I want to, not because I want to look big
for someone. Yeah, I wanted to do this, you know, just because, you know, I thought it was going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, what we're doing is really good right now.
Yeah, man. And it's just a conversation. Like, we're just happy, just chatting it up. It's not like, okay, we're going to talk about STD.
Yeah, I know.
And,
I mean, we know what we're doing. I'm sorry. We know what we're doing.
Yeah. And we can actually meet up on a regular basis. I mean, granted, it's like two of us, so like it's easier and whatever. And we actually like each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I mean, dude, I mean, seriously. Okay.
Special guest, Jer. No.
Special guest. I know, yeah. We'll keep it on a leash. We'll keep it on a leash. But yeah, I mean, like, when I started up my my sites or whatever, well, site at first went insane. But, I mean, yeah, I was just doing it because, well, you know, I wanted to collect a whole bunch of pictures and just keep it in one place and, you know, show people, hey, look at all these pictures of, like, the, you know, really good-looking JDS. That was it. And, you know, it grew and crap and whatever. And, okay, yeah, I you know, I'm interested in whatever and I do what I can, but I'm not going to go around, you know, saying, oh, look at what I'm doing for the fandom. It's not that big. It's not that big of a deal. And, you know, people thank me, and I'm like, okay, you're welcome. That's great, whatever. And they ask me for whatever, and I try the best I can, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and then other sites I, you know, try to start up, too. You're just doing just to do service, not to look good or whatever.
Well, that's another episode of No Pink Spandex. If you notice the varying audio quality, we were trying out Gizmo. It has the ability to record your own phone conversations. Well, not phone conversations, but computer conversations, you know, via computer to computer, stuff like that. So we were trying that out, and you'll be hearing that kind of quality for the next few episodes or so. But don't worry, we'll get back to the good quality of Skype and Audacity. Woohoo! Anywho, hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you next week. So until then, stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe.